The Ghana Institute of Governance and Security has urged the government to take a second look at the draft Petroleum Exploration and Production Bill 2013 in order to shift from the present regime where oil blocks are giving out on concession agreements. The institute says after a careful examination of the bill, which has been approved by cabinet, it observed that the bill, when passed in its current form, will not inure to the benefit of the nation. The executive director of the institute, David Agbe, said this at a day's workshop organized for the parliamentary press corps in Accra. Here's a report by parliamentary correspondent Dominic Honoji.
The Petroleum Exploration and Production Bill 2013, which is yet to be laid before Parliament, seeks to amend PNDC Law 84, which is the current act regulating the offering of the nation's oil fields. Presently, government is offering the oil blocks to the oil companies under what is termed a hybrid agreement, where government only takes royalties, taxes and some carried interest, while the oil companies take greater part of the oil revenue. The bill, according to the executive director of the institute, David Agbe, has no remedies for the lapses in the present concessionary agreements that the government entered into with the oil companies. Mr. Agbe emphasized the need for government to revise the bill and ensure that production sharing agreement, which is widely used by oil producing countries, is enshrined in the bill, saying concessionary contracts has not delivered the desired revenues to the state.
We are saying that the fiscal arrangement or the economic benefits, as far as the bill is concerned, is so bad, to the extent that if you looked at the whole concept of the oil industry in Africa and all over the world, all the host countries have signed on to a production sharing agreement. Production sharing agreement is a type of contract in the oil business where the host country actually gets a fair share, a progressive and a fair share of the oil. But as you speak now, Ghana is adopting what we call a hybrid system, which is more of a concession. And a concession is just coming to buy an oil block where you pay royalties and taxes to government. But we are saying that when we adopt production sharing agreement, Ghana will be able to get a maximum benefit of the oil fine. All over the world, over 75 countries, they've all bought into production sharing agreement, and we do not understand why Ghana should go in for a hybrid system or a concession. You know, we find it extremely difficult why our politicians are not taking good decisions on behalf of this country as far as the oil sector is concerned. We have a very bad experience as far as the gold industry is concerned. We've mined gold in this country over 100 years. We've not been able to get maximum benefit from the gold fines.
Mr. Agbe also called for the review of the existing agreements to reflect production sharing agreement regimes. A senior research officer at the Ghana Institute of Governance and Security, Solomon Kwaukume, said Ghana for the past 3 years lost about $2 billion for not using production sharing agreement models in the contract with the Jubilee partners for production on the Jubilee field.
Now let's see how the money were distributed. GNPC alone, because of the system we are doing, a lot of money is going to GNPC. And then what is happening is, this money goes to GNPC and then it goes back to Tulu. Are you aware of that? They said we are paying for our daily operating costs in Kumi. GNPC alone has $651,235,638. The Ghana Stabilization Fund, $201,003,195, and the Ghana Heritage Fund, $77 million, making a total of $278,27,962 at the Ghana Petroleum Fund. So for the 3 years oil production, what was left for annual budget funding account was $844,996,412. That was what was left for Ghana government to spend. So people say, Mwani Sikane Wahi.
A senior research officer at the Ghana Institute of Governance and Security, Solomon Kwaukume, ending that report by parliamentary correspondent Dominic Honoji.